Hello, everyone. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, and guess who's back with me today?
Hey everybody. Hi Lisa. It's me, Mike, your Astro Daddy. And wow, Lisa, are you ready for this new moon in Leo solar eclipse coming up on the 12th of August? What?
I know. I'm shaking my head, but yes, I do feel like I'm ready for it. I'm just shaking my head at, for me, it's hitting very significant points in my chart. So I'm already feeling it. It's just like, whoa, they're good, but it's a lot. And
Yeah.
so we're going to try and be, kind of cogent with you today because there's so much we can say. Buckle up, Buttercup, because this eclipse, Leo eclipse, where it is now, and the, one little over a year, no, a little less than a year from now, August 2nd of 2027, both of these are the eclipses are hitting the fixed star Rigel next year, really directly. So over this next year, it's pretty much universally agreed that we're going to see the fall of kings who are not heart center.
Right.
So, Leo's all about the heart.
Right.
So it's the king is dead, long live the king. There's a new authority coming in, and it's got to be heart center.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And Lisa, this new moon is also, I've been doing these reports now with you. I just watched our first report, Lisa, we did in 2024. And I've been doing these reports longer than that. And I have to be honest with you, I have never seen a new moon or even a full moon lunation with every single planet in the cosmos being activated within 1 or 2 degrees of each other. It's amazing. It's extraordinary.
We are in such a time of change. And remember that the stars don't decide anything for us. They are a path of light or dark. They're above the horizon or they're below the horizon. What's below the horizon is the place where we, there's more effort, tends to be more effort required because we're moving around in the dark. Above, it gives us, light trails. It's kind of like a landing strip on a runway. So we have an opportunity to see where we're going. But with everything, it's like almost like the whole heavens have joined in to go, here you guys, here's a map. We're going to help. So, because we're in an extraordinary time of
It
change.
is. It's so true, Lisa. It's so true. Everything is vibrating right now. Everything is vibrating. Everything on this new moon will lead to something else. So that's what's so unique about it, because all the outer planets, Lisa, are activated, as well as the personal planets inside it, and especially Mercury, which we'll get into. Mercury plays kind of behind the scenes role in the at least the first heavily in within the first week. And then kind of trails off in the following week leading up to the Pisces full moon lunar eclipse, Lisa, coming in 2 weeks.
Right. So, and I see that so funny that you said that about Mercury. And what we know about Mercury is how we see things, how we take information in, then the stories, Mercury rules Gemini and Virgo. Those ideas that we've got about what we see is Gemini. And then Virgo is all about where they come together to form more of a whole within us. Okay. So, we've got this really interesting activation going on, and we're taking in all of this information while those outer planets are in harmony, so that we can see the big picture more so than we've ever experienced. That it's like the wide angle lens, and then it's about what you're going to do with what the information is that you take in, and that's key to this eclipse. Do you want to hit them with what you want to share about the eclipse?
I do, but first I just want to say I love that analogy between how Gemini processes mercurial energy versus how Virgo processes it. It's so true. Mercury, the Gemini just kind of brings it all in, and then Virgo kind of focuses on the most important part, right?
Virgo is the sorting function.
Right.
Gemini is all about data, more data, more data. I always get a little Pac-Man going. Wah. It's like, yeah, you could eat data endlessly in Gemini,
Right.
never tired of it.
Right.
So, yeah, but Virgo says, okay, where do I apply that to
Yeah.
me?
That's the
know?
perfectionism. That's what one of the attributes of Virgo, right? The perfectionism. Zero in on being exact. Let's get into the new moon because I am really excited about this because it's happening in Leo at 20 degrees Leo. We have the sun and the moon on the same degree in Leo on the 12th of August. And check this out. At the same time, we have, are you ready? We have, in addition to the sun and the moon, we have the South Node, we have Jupiter, and as of today, we have Mercury in Leo for this Leo new moon solar eclipse coming up. So there is so much activity, Lisa, going on in Leo, especially with Jupiter there, especially with the new moon there, especially with the solar eclipse there. But at the same time, we have the South Node that says, "Oh, we have to take something away here," right? So it's almost like you got to give to receive.
Yeah, you've got to empty the cup so you can fill it, right?
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
so.
Yeah. And what I do love about that South Node helping clear away, it's clearing away when you let it. If you're attached to ego, understand the ego's job. All right. Leo is all about heart. It's the authentic heart in us that lights us up. I know people love to say it's performers or whatever, but the best actors, performers, musicians are the ones who just light up with the material. It's like they connect and they bring it through their heart. Well, when you're heart-centered, it can feel vulnerable. So then the ego comes in with the mind as a separator
That's
and
right.
says, oh, I'm good, that's bad. I'm doing it right, they're doing it wrong. And so Mercury crossing over that South Node and touching all these other players is giving you an opportunity to see where your mind may have separated you from things out of protection. That is, there's a difference between taking care of yourself and protecting yourself. One is expansive and leaves room for growth. One is contracting and keeps you defended. So I like if you can give up some of the unnecessary defenses in service of better care for that heart so that you can continue to shine authentically. Now we're in the sweet spot.
That was fantastic. You know, one of the things that I hadn't mentioned yet is all that activity in Leo is opposing Pluto in Aquarius. So we still have that push and pull between Leo and Aquarius, especially with Pluto there, the great transformer. So, and as I mentioned to you this earlier, it's again that me versus we, that push and pull between standing alone or standing with the community.
Well, and you in the report that you sent over, it said, you know, talking about really moving away from external validator being the decision maker. It still matters. All of this opposite Aquarius, you know, all of this Leo energy opposite Aquarius, we don't operate in isolation, but it's all about opposites give us the opportunity to integrate and find that center that for you, that
Sweet spot.
center. Exactly. Where do you authentically desire to bring your light? And then opposite Pluto and Aquarius, where and who appreciates that light, welcomes that light, wants more of that light from you?
Right.
Right? So it's also finding the places and spaces where sometimes what you perceived as you being unacceptable was belonging at the cost of authenticity when what you needed to do was find people where it was not only accepted but applauded. So this eclipse is
Fantastic.
going to help us refine that.
Yeah. Because why? New moons are opportunities to initiate, to kick off things. And especially, it's supercharged, Lisa, because this solar eclipse visibly will actually be able to see it the southern reaches of Greenland, Iceland, southern England. That's where it's going to be shown visibly on Earth, but we all feel that solar eclipse. And that solar eclipse is going to accelerate these plans that we put in place, you know, for the new moon. It's almost like an accelerant, the having a solar eclipse on this New moon.
Well, and it's interesting. You said we all feel it. Back to where I said, the king is dead, long live the king.
Right, yep.
I've witnessed several things, it just even in the last week. It's always amazing to me how spirit serves up, the theme for whatever the lunar forecast is. It's like, okay, I get it, message received. But there's been several different places, several different communities where the leaders have been under attack. And I'm interested in the way it's playing out because there's a harshness to it, that feels no longer a fit, where we can object to a behavior. And it's like one of the things in the Americas, here in the United States, we've had a peaceful transition of power for most of our existence. It's a place where it's simply handed over to the next person. Well, there's a place where that actually is a model, should we choose to go forward with it, where you can object to the behavior of whoever the outside authority is. And it doesn't have to be a king, it doesn't have to be a leader. It can be the internal authority within you, the internalized parent, the voices that you've taken on. How can you say that's no longer a fit for me and retire the king, the external authority that overrode your authenticity, without necessarily killing the king? So it's like, yeah, I think there's a more, and these outer planets being in harmony can speak to that being an important option. Now, you get to do it any way you want. Again, the stars don't decide, but watch for the places where ego costs you opportunities because of a polarized way of taking information in and putting it back out. That, we've got Mars in Cancer, by this new eclipse. It's like Mars in Cancer can be unnecessarily defended rather than simply caring for what's precious and vulnerable, right? Yeah.
You talked about Mercury. Let me just run down, Lisa. Listen
All
to this.
the,
This is so,
please,
I just gotta
share with
run it
us.
down, Lisa,
Yeah.
because it's remarkable. On the 11th, a few hours before the new moon on the 12th, we have Mercury in Leo opposing Pluto. Then it's at 9:19. Then at 11:30, we have it trining Neptune. Then on the new moon itself at 4:47, so 3 hours after the new moon, we have it sextiling Uranus. Then the next day, Mercury sextiles Venus. Then on the 15th, 2 days later, Mercury conjuncts Jupiter. Then on the 17th, we have Mercury trining Saturn. Then on the 25th, we have finally Mercury opposing the North Node. So the first week of this week of the 12th to the 19th is going to have Mercury's hand all over it in terms of how we think, while we talk, we communicate, how we process information. All of this new moon activity is going to be processed, and Mercury's going to help it along with not just the personal planets, but also the outer planets as well.
The collective gets to make it, and this is a global choice again, where it's like, all right, can we tell a different story, one that honors the individual and still plugs into the collective in a more harmonious way? That is always an option. And the place in us where misplaced ego overestimates our tender losses, it's like, oh, it overestimates what we're going to lose if we don't defend, underestimates our impact by simply saying that doesn't work for me. It's like Mercury is busy, busy, busy helping you tell the story. And that goes again on a very personal level. Where can you say that you are no longer willing to be restricted by the limits of the story you were taught to tell about yourself, the interpretations? You can go back and review, revisit, all of those painful moments and see them through different eyes. And they've proven that when you do that, you can actually reconsolidate memories in a more whole picture. So it's like when you move out of that defended role, you actually have access to memories that help balance where that overly defended or overly protected place was, which is all about when you're not defended, how much more authentic and heart open can you be? This eclipse. And understand again where the mind, Mercury, busy little Mercury, has been telling you stories that have it being us against them.
Done, no more. New moon, new beginnings. Time to shed the old.
And up to a year, this is really going to play out over this next year.
That's right.
What will you make the authority? And will it be a heart-centered authority within you that you bring to your communities?
Yeah. And we'll see a lot of the where the path is going to go, or this path of this new moon, by the in 6 months, by the Leo full moon.
So be interesting to map that full circle.
Hey,
So,
listen, there's just one thing I want to bring up. On the 21st, we have Venus opposing Saturn. And then obviously the next day we have the sun moving into Virgo season. But that Venus opposition to Saturn, I think, is worth talking about, Lise, because
I agree.
I think it's gonna challenge what we, well, it's gonna make us find the sweet spot, right, between what we want and how much discipline or we're gonna need to get there.
Yeah, the patience. You know,
Patience.
Saturn and Aries can be impatient, but it's retrograde. So it's about, you know, that Venus in Libra can go a couple of different ways. It can say, you know, are you going to let other people talk you into or out of what you love? Or are you going to enlist other people to help you achieve a better vision of what you love? That's Venus opposite Saturn retrograde in Aries. And then we've got Mars in Cancer. It's moving off of its square from last lunar cycle, but it's still a little bit functional that it's like, once again, at the end of the day, you can have your excuses for what you don't want, or you can have more of what you want when you're willing to move out of defense and into careful collaboration. There are good people out there waiting to be met.
I was just going to say, we'll get more into the Virgo season on our next podcast, because on our next podcast, as you know, on the 28th, Lisa, we have the full moon in Pisces lunar eclipse, and that's what all this is leading to, this culmination.
There's another one that's really potent, you know, in my chart, but. You know, again, it's important that we take a few minutes for ourselves and whatever the crazy is in the world, just really acknowledge how far you've come, even from the February, you know, eclipses this year, you know, the Leo Aquarius axis. Give yourself credit, heart-centered credit. For what you've already done, where you've opened up, where you've been willing to see things, recognize the places where your instinct to protect is normal. When we're expanding into unfamiliar territory, our fear brain goes a little crazy. Women goes a little crazier for us than it does for men. But it's like really recognize where that has been activated, harness it. You know, the mind works for us, it does not dictate any more than the stars do. So,
That's
and I saw
good.
you were about to say something right before I jumped on that. So, what did you want to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that this is going to be the last Virgo Pisces eclipse in this cycle that we've been dealing with for the last year and a half. So this is going to be the last, as a Pisces rising, believe me, I'm happy to get these lunar and solar eclipses out of the way. But this is going to be the last one in the Pisces Virgo axis.
I know for another 18.5 years.
Yep.
So, yeah, exactly. So that one really, again, there's the South Node, you know, eclipse. It's like, what are we wrapping up? And how do we do it with heart? Less ego, more heart, in a way that allows us to really connect with the flourishing world that is going on in spite of all the crazy changes. So, anything else you want to touch on before we hop?
I think that's a lot. I think we gave him so much to think about.
I know we really did, and I know I told you lengthwise we didn't want to get too much into Virgo, but you can just give them a touch on the fact that Mercury is going to enter Virgo
Yeah.
opposite the North Node just ahead of this eclipse, right?
Yes, that's right.
And then go Kazemi with the Sun,
Yep.
right? All right. So again, all of that is back to what we said about Gemini. Mercury and Gemini is all the ideas, but we've got Mercury who will be moving into Virgo. So it's like applying those ideas personally. Sagittarius is where we apply it externally into a working philosophy. But personally, how do these things work for you? So over that Leo buildup, really do the equivalent of emotional shoe shopping, if you will. Try on a few pair of emotions. Take a lap in them. Are they functional and decorative, right?
I love that analogy. You know that.
I know you and shoot, babe. So
Hey, the date on Mercury going into Virgo is the 25th. So that's going to happen just after the Sun goes into Virgo.
So there's just a lot happening the next couple weeks. Take a moment, take a breath, take a pause, reflect. The more you can honestly give yourself a few minutes of your quality time, the less you find yourself operating from unconscious patterns. It's like time is done. The expiration is up on so many of those. And part of you already knows that. And the part of you that doesn't just needs to be reassured that, what you're letting go of is giving you an open hand to receive even more. Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate all the
Thank
hard
you.
work you did.
My pleasure, Lisa.
And so I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand signing off until next time.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. Everyone, have a great new moon in Leo solar eclipse. We cannot wait to talk to you next time. Take care,
Wonderful.
everyone.
Bye.